afford it. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, it looks a bit dark and cloudy out there where I am. Hope the sun's shining where you are. Well, it's time to put your feet up, take 25, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. In common, we argue all the time. You always say I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm right. What's fun about commitment when we have all life to live? Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. Still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid.
Hey, where have you been? I've missed you. What's been going on? You've been so busy.
Gosh, I know. And we've been kind of ignoring our listeners out there, haven't we? Hey, we're back though. Where have I been? I'll tell you where I've been a lot just lately is in Christchurch. And it's been quite interesting going down there. And I thought we might talk about that today. Of obviously, gosh, was it 8 or 9 years ago, the big earthquake? I can't even remember. I think it must be about it's a while ago now. Time goes so quickly. But every time I go down there, I'm quite fascinated of the buildings popping up. You know,
aren't they doing well? I mean, I find it amazing how they're building so quickly.
Well, we think they're doing well, but maybe they don't think they're doing so well down in Christchurch. But what was interesting is the square now has got lots and lots of new shops, better shopping than Auckland. Mm-hmm. For our listeners out there, we're up in Auckland.
Great restaurants.
Absolutely fantastic. But there's no heart there yet. There's no energy. And I was talking to a few people down there and they were saying, yeah, but we've been out in the suburbs for so long. And when I was talking about the shops that had opened, they're going, oh, have they opened?
Oh, so, really? They're not going into the city centre anymore?
No. And the taxi driver was even telling me that some of the buildings, the new buildings, to get them leased out is a big issue. So they're not even, you know, just to, but fast going in. There's all these great shops all in this really short little space, and it's all kind of cobbled, and yeah.
And it does look really great. That's quite sad to hear. I do know that there's a lot of Christchurch people who have moved up here to Auckland. They will not live there anymore. And so some of our housing problems come from the people that have moved from Christchurch. But how sad that such a beautiful place is going to struggle to get back on its feet because people just are too scared to use it anymore, too scared to go into the city.
Well, I'm not sure whether they're too scared to. It's just that they've become so used to now the suburbs and doing their thing out there that nobody has a reason to really go in.
Hmm.
You know, like there's been a shift of culture almost. You know, before it would have been we all kind of come into the square, and now it's like, well, for 8-9 years we've made our life here because we've had to, and now we're quite happy.
Right.
And do we shift back?
Right, so it's a total change of culture. So is there anything happening to attract them into the city centre, into the square? You know, buskers or festivals or, you know, are they doing anything to bring it in, get it alive?
Not that I kind of saw, but I was only there for a few days this time. But there's a library. There's a new library which is really being pushed out there and advertised, and that's starting to bring people in. So I thought, well, I better go and have a look at this new library because everybody was kind of, you know, saying how great it was. And they've got this, each floor is different. I think there was five floors. And one of the floors is for children. And it's got a cafe, so you can drink, you can have your children there. But it's not just books, but there's a area they can go and dress up. There is piles of Lego where they can just go and build different whatever they want to build with Lego. And there was another part there as well. So they've kind of built it as a creative space rather than just books.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and it was. And it was set out really well, actually. And so apparently that's pulling a lot of people in.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. It's good to hear that there's something pulling them in because I love Christchurch. I think it's an amazing place. Beautiful, beautiful city. And it'll be a shame for it to, you know,
well, and it's so, yeah, and it's so different. I mean, obviously, we've still got the cathedral there right in the middle of the square as a reminder to everybody, I can imagine. And I can imagine for Cantabrians, they're probably sick to death of, you know, seeing that there. And you know, but they've made a decision now, but there's still no movement, you know.
So are they going to rebuild it?
Yes, apparently so. Right. So in the meantime, all of these new buildings are popping up round that, but you've still got this thing, you know, sitting in the middle of the square. But yeah, just the buildings. And when you look around the buildings, it's as if every architect around the world has decided to put their little stamp on Christchurch.
Oh, really? So it's still got its unique little special individuality.
So different. Yeah. Absolutely. Every building Fantastic. Is just so different. The ASB building, I think that reminded me of Darth Vader. There you go.
I don't suppose the church is going to put any money into the rebuilding of the church either. But I won't get onto that subject,
yeah,
shall I?
I think none of us will.
Hey, but listen, talking about culture changes, though, you know, we're seeing such huge culture changes all through from what we did as children, like, or as young adults, etc. Like, I remember, I was just thinking when you were saying about the Christchurch and how it doesn't seem to have a centre. Do they still go out? Because when I was down there, I wasn't in the city centre for the evening, but I was there during the day having a fabulous lunch in some of those lovely cafes and that. And there were obviously really nice areas there for the younger set to go out and party hard and you know, that little courtyard place and that they have. But that doesn't happen a lot nowadays, does it? The whole culture of going out with drink driving has changed.
Hugely, isn't that interesting? One law has, because you're right, when I was growing up, you'd always have Friday drinks.
Yep.
Probably Thursday
After
drinks
work,
as well.
Get together. Yep.
You'd all have a few, you know, and off you'd drive home. And you're right, there's one law change and has had a huge shift on how we actually,
yes,
how we socialise, I suppose.
Yes, and I don't know. I guess they thought when they bought it out that people would not drink the alcohol and they'd have water or Coke or something else instead. But instead, they just literally go home. They don't have that social aspect anymore. And remember, when I was a young mother with a young family, we all used to take turns at having people around. So every weekend, one or the other of us would be having a barbecue or a dinner or whatever. Our kids would go. And so, you know, big groups of, you know, six or eight families would all get together quite regularly, at least once a month. Nowadays, that just doesn't happen. They don't do it.
Interesting. And again, I wonder whether it's the drink driving. Because, you know, it means someone has to not have a drink and everybody else gets a bit merry and happy and, you know, that person sits in the corner and gets merry, happier by themselves. I don't know. Or is it just a shift that we go out and meet at cafes now and have coffee so we don't maybe do so much in the weekends together?
They don't have anywhere near as much fun as we used to. I think, anyway.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? That there's little things that suddenly shift. Yes. And suddenly you're a whole different society. Yeah.
Mind you, I'm a big supporter of non-drink driving, but I don't have to have a drink to have a giggle, you know? Not at all.
This is an interesting one too. Let's put a little bit of music on. Let's all think about that. Do you really need a drink to have a good time? Probably not. We'll be back shortly.
You know I'm back, like I never left. I never left. Another sprint, another step. Another step. Another day, another breath. Another breath. Been chasing dreams, but I never slept. I never slept. I got a new attitude and a lease on life. It's a peace of mind. Seeking a find, I can sleep when I die. Want a piece of the pie, got the keys to the riding. No straight, I'm on my way. I'm on my way, get on my way. I'm running late, what can I say? I heard you die twice. Once when they bury you in the grave, and the second time is the last time that somebody mentions your name. So when I leave here on this earth, did I take more than I gave? Did I look out for the people, or did I do it all for fame? Legend is Exodus, searching for euphoria, trudging through the mud to find the present, no ignoring us. Got 20,000 deep up in the street like we some warriors. My mama told me never bow your head.
I feel glad.
Crib looking victorious.
Oh yes it is.
You know that we've been going it.
Been going it.
Since we hopped out that DeLorean.
DeLorean, yeah we went.
On guard, things are just things. They don't make you who you are. Can't back up for you haul and take it with you when you're gone. We posted on the porch, my family's glasses to the stars. My grandma smiling down on me like, what, that boy got bars. Okay, okay, yes I do. I said amen and hallelujah. Let me testify to another morning. I'm mourning, won't let self get in my way. I got my breath, I got my faith, and I remember why I came.
I made it through the darkest part of the night, and now I see.
Well, if you've just joined us this afternoon, we're talking about those things that make a shift in culture. And so we've talked Christchurch and the earthquake. We've talked the law, the legislation coming in of drink driving that's kind of shifted the way that we socialise with each other. I wonder the other thing is coffee.
What types of coffee? How you drink coffee? Where you drink coffee? What do you mean?
Well, I think coffee's just part of our life now, isn't it? The cafe scene, you go out for coffee. You know, and I think coffee and the way it's been marketed has probably changed a whole generation. For goodness sake, you have coffee holders in your shopping trolley.
Yes.
I mean, hello.
Yes. I mean, coffee is one of those things now that you cannot do without. But way back in the day, coffee was only instant coffee in New Zealand. I remember when coffee started coming in. My first restaurant I had, we had these percolator type coffee machines, so or filters, so they were called those filters.
That was fancy at the time.
That was fancy at the time, but the coffee was still like gumboot tea. It was terrible stuff, and it would all just sit in this pot, and you'd pour it out from this. Oh, it was compared to the coffee today. So the coffee today has become this, you know, really classy, loads of variety, special, you know, blend that everybody's become addicted to.
I think so. I think you're right. But also the marketing as well, because, you know, for little children, you get those things called fluffies.
Mm.
So I'm teaching you that it's time to go to the cafe, sit down, have fluffy with your friends, spend money. Yes. But isn't that interesting? We've become, a very much a cafe culture.
We have. We have the cafes of many. And
I don't know how they all survive, to be fair.
Well, they do change hands very quickly.
Some of them do, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, no, so there's another thing, you know, just of a product, how it's shifted the way that, we interact.
Yeah, but tea hasn't changed much, has it? I mean, we do have these tea shops that have opened up here, but they haven't really taken off like coffee has. People aren't sitting, you know, having massive amounts of all these different variety teas. I mean, I must admit, tea is tea to me. I cannot taste the difference, but I'll have about six people want to smack me down for saying that because they're very much tea drinkers. And to them, it's,
And it's interesting too because I'd probably say, oh, should we go for a coffee? I remember someone saying to me, well, no, I don't drink coffee, but I'll have tea. Mm. I thought, well, actually, no, that's what it means. Isn't that funny?
Well, you know what that is? That is the American side of the culture taking us over more than the British side of the culture.
Isn't
it? Because they are still very much tea drinkers. And we think of the British as tea drinkers.
And I think, too, I suppose the reason I don't drink tea when I'm out a lot is I can buy a tea bag. Now, if it was fresh leaf tea and quality tea, I would pay just as much for a cup of tea as I would my coffee, but I'm not going to pay for a tea bag.
So, I agree. You have to go to a tea shop to get the quality tea, and they are few and far between. But I had a wonderful experience in Shanghai with tea, and I actually brought some home with me, and it's wonderful, pure, really nice tea bag type tea. But they sell you the little pot, the little glass pot and everything that goes with it, so it becomes quite a unique little thing, and it's really nice. I like it.
It becomes a ceremony, doesn't it? Yeah. And we do have our own tea plantation down in the Waikato.
Oh, do we?
Yes, absolutely. So we, and God, goodness me, the name's just gone out of my head, but I've been down there, and they do a high tea or midday tea or whatever, but they grow the tea there.
Wow.
Zealand's tea.
I didn't think we would be hot enough.
Yeah.
Dry enough. I don't know. What do you need to grow tea?
Well, actually, tea's part of the camellia family, and so we actually have some tea bushes at home. I'm going to attempt to make some. Now that could be interesting, but it is part of the camellia. So the actual flower of the tea looks like just the single flower of a camellia bush.
Okay, so when they do say camellia tea, it is genuine camellia tea. It's not just a flavour put into, you know, like raspberry tea and all the rest of it. Those are really just flavours, so not tea at all.
Yeah, and I suppose how it's done, though, if it's infused in it, that's different. But I think a lot of the time they just throw something in and, yeah, it doesn't taste good. So, So there we go. We want our cafes out there to have proper tea.
So we've gone from drink driving to being totally addicted to coffee. We're certainly on a drink program today, aren't we? Or a lack of it. I am absolutely loving the autumn, though. Have you? Well, we're just about sort of, we're really into winter now, but the beauty of all those red and gold leaves all over the road that everybody hates and tries to blow with their blowers everywhere and they just blow back again. I love it. I think it looks absolutely gorgeous.
I do too. And it's interesting between the North and the South Island. So having been down there a wee bit lately, they've finished almost. Mm. And ours still, you know, we're still kind of halfway through. And I've got actually a couple of trees at home that are only just starting to turn and they've gone that deep red. And I do. I think it's absolutely stunning. Mm. Yeah.
Are you a skier? Do you love skiing?
No, but I'd like to. I mean, I do. I have skied, but no, I don't go down every year. But I think that's a heap of fun skiing.
Oh, me too. Me too, except every time I've tried, I've totally wiped out every other person that's been within 100-metre vicinity of me, and I'm scared stiff of breaking another leg after the last incident. So I think I'll go down and enjoy the snow. And but, yeah, so much fun. It would be really cool to be a good skier.
Oh, God, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a meeting up at Snow Planet. So for those of you who are in Auckland, there's a big building up at Silverdale, Snow Planet, where there's a big slope. And a lot of people go there to practice. A lot of school children go there for, I suppose, their PE classes. And it's just, and we did snow tubing. Oh, man, what
going
a heap
down
of fun.
On a tube, yeah. That's so hard. You know, when you go down onto the slopes, like the real slopes, where it's got soft snow, you can actually head for a snowbank and crash into that rather than, but there's, you know, I mean, it's brilliant for people who love to ski and love to go down flat out because it's so hard and you go flat out. I mean, you move.
Oh, you can't stop. Hey, I know. And talking about can't stopping, we better stop now, actually. We're just about out of time. So, hey, tell us what, for our listeners out there, why don't you just jump on the Facebook page and tell us what you think, one little thing that's changed culture, maybe in the community that you're living in. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Got goddamn. I know you love to make an entrance. Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? Like, you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah, you're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gonna find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with them. So I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through.